Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Or 855-99-37569. It is Chinese New Year for the next 40 days, actually, or at least a celebration. It's a lunar calendar, so starts today. It is the year of the sheep slash goat. The lucky numbers are 2 and 7. And if you're born in the year of the goat, you're very artistic and easy to get along with. So there. All right. And you can have lots of Chinese food, I guess. All right. So this has nothing to do. Why is my computer sort of making, it's blinking at me? Let's see if I can read through the blinks. I don't know what to do to stop it. Well, maybe that, no, that doesn't work. All right, so there's a new survey out talking about the states with the best and the worst well-being, right? You know, these come out every once in a while. And it turns out, do we know what's number one? You know what's number one.
I would guess.
Don't look. You can't look. No, no fair peeking.
I would guess probably New York or California, right?
No. Best well-being. It's a 5-point criteria, apparently, and okay. And my computer just went whacked on me. It basically is Alaska, which always does pretty well, although I think West Virginia actually was the one that did pretty well last year. I think West Virginia dropped from, like, in the top 10 to, like, number 23. And which I'm not sure, or maybe West Virginia went, my computer just went whack, so we'll just have to kind of shuck and jive with each other for a moment while we figure this out, because my computer just went whacked. But it's a 5-point criteria, and one of the interesting things is that states, I think part of it's cultural events, part of it is educational institutions, part of it is a health criteria. But it turns out Alaska is actually number one this year. Now, my computer just sort of is now at least not yelling at me. Let's see what we can do here. There's also, I will point out, there's a new Colorado pot lawsuit that's coming from a group that can't spell marijuana. Do we think we know why they couldn't spell marijuana?
Gee, I wonder.
Yeah, do we think, maybe that... And, of course, marijuana has no effect on your ability to spell or think or anything like that, right? I suppose we don't even talk about that. Okay, so here's the deal. When it comes to well-being, Alaska nabbed the top spot. All right? West Virginia came in dead last for the sixth time in 6 years. So Hawaii and South Dakota followed Alaska in spots 2 and 3. It's interesting that two of the three top states were basically outside the continental United States.
And the two newest states.
Uh-huh. Yeah. South Dakota is a little hard to explain, but maybe not. And Kentucky stayed in the 49th spot, where it's been apparently for a number of years. So I don't know what the problem is, about West Virginia and Kentucky. The ratings are based on 176,000 phone interviews with people in all 50 states. The index measures how people feel about and experience their daily lives, looks at their health across 5 categories: purpose, social, financial, community, and physical. The last 7 years, Alaska has ranked in the top 10 4 times. That's pretty well. And Alaskans are having a good year for a reason. They do a lot of the blocking and tackling as far as taking care of themselves and making good choices, but also demonstrating good holistic well-being in ways that extend beyond the conventional physical wellness. Well, I mean, have you ever been to Alaska?
I have not, no.
It's really great. I mean, first of all, it's beautiful, but it's also the land that time forgot. It's like every hippie that used to live in California went to Alaska. So they're now basically boomers. And they have a map here. If I were better at geography, I would probably be able to figure it out a little bit better. But if you look at it, there's kind of an icky belt, which is kind of the, I think we call it the grease belt or something, that has to do with like Louisiana and Kentucky and Tennessee, and West Virginia. And both Alaska and Hawaii are kind of off, obviously, the grid because they're in Texas, it turns out, is in the top 10. Okay. Who knew that? But it's really interesting because if you look at a map, again, geography not being my strong suit, but there are really belts of, like, there are states that are contiguous with one another that are either in good shape or not so. And since a state with an overall low sense of well-being may not rank poorly in all five of the categories, Louisiana, my poor state, which is ranked 40th, ranked on the lowest end in social, financial, community, and physical elements, but sense of purpose was comparable to states in the top 10. You know what that's from?
Katrina.
That's from Katrina.
Yeah,
that really is. That's from Katrina.
That. Yeah.
Yep. If you're an advocacy group, you're looking at areas where you can improve. So you look at the overall ranking and the areas that stand out as worse than others and those that are the areas you focus your energies on. West Virginia remained stagnant. There were some shakeups in the rankings. North Dakota dropped from the first spot in 2013 to the 23rd spot in this year's list. I think that's because of the pipeline stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And North Dakota was experiencing, I mean, it was very low density population. And then with the pipeline stuff, you got a huge influx of people. And the problem with that, and we actually did It's Broken, Let's Fix It segment on it, is housing. And you had people who couldn't get jobs other places sort of poured into North Dakota. And then they found that even though the wages were good and they could be employed, basically North Dakota could absorb everybody who wanted to come work there. The housing accommodations were not very nice and very expensive if you could find them. And so you couldn't really necessarily bring your family. So it turns that things can change very quickly. Hawaii and Colorado are the only states that have placed in the top 10 every year since 2008.
Wow.
They said there's a lag between improvements made in the state and the perceptions of people who live there. If there's a general malaise about the economy in Kentucky or West Virginia, even if there are new projects and new investments, by the time these change the overall perception of the state, it may take a while. Okay, so the top 10 states: Alaska, Hawaii, South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, Colorado, Nebraska, and Utah, New Mexico, and Texas. As you can see, that's a belt of states that are basically
the same region. Same
exactly. That's what I'm telling you. If you look at the map, they're contiguous with one another.
Yeah.
Okay? And if you look at the icky or the states that are having trouble, you have exactly the same kind of issue. All right, we've got lowest overall well-being: Missouri, Michigan, Arkansas, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, and West Virginia. Now, the fact that we've got three states to start with M should not in any way influence anything.
Except
but look,
for Minnesota.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Although I will say I've got family in Mississippi and family in Tennessee. So, I mean.
There you go.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, I mean, you've got Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, and West Virginia, and Kentucky. Basically all, you know, contiguous.
And
so,
our family in Missouri, too, actually.
See, there you go.
Our family in St. Louis, so.
Well, but again, as they were saying, I mean, one of the things that's interesting about Michigan, for example, was that because of Detroit and because the auto industry, that it's been having some serious problems. On the other hand, there are a huge number of projects that are starting. There are a huge number of young people who've moved in because the state was giving huge benefits to people for artists to move in and basically. Use housing that had been taken over and by the city or the state and have either really good rents or you come in and you can homestead, and it's not homesteading per se, and public projects. So exactly as it says, that you can get changes that are really cataclysmic, but again don't happen overnight, or at least the effects are not reflected overnight. But an interesting kind of thing. So what we thought we'd do, since we've asked it, and it seems like the appropriate transition of where you'd like to live, what's your geographical bucket list, I suppose. 855, we'll see how it lines up with the Gallup survey. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry Joy. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
great idea. 855-993-7569. Okay, so we were just talking about places that were terrific to live, and we're now sort of asked people, and we actually did this, I don't remember exactly why we decided to do it, but we did, to ask people what their geographical bucket list is, which is, I'm not sure it's going to be exactly the same, because, you know, where you want to visit and where you want to live may or may not overlap, but I thought we'd at least... It seemed like they were sort of related topics.
Nice little segue.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Let's start with Tony. Tony says, on my bucket list is getting a travel trailer / RV as my home on wheels and seeing everything.
Okay. So does that mean the United States? Well, I guess if it's really hard to take an RV into the ocean, I suppose. So I suppose he's talking about basically the States.
Yeah, probably. Canada, too. Canada.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. A little Alaska. No Hawaii, unless you're going to be, yeah.
Becky says, I have already visited a few places on my list. The next place is Ireland. Would love to visit there and meet people and see castles.
Yeah, I think Ireland's great fun, and make sure you go. I think it's the Shannon Airport. It's one of the best airports in terms of duty free. It used to be in the world. I haven't been in Europe in a couple of years, but absolutely agree. Ireland's great fun.
Kathy,
except in the summer, it can get pretty cold and a little bit dreary and whatever.
In the summer, really?
No. In the winter, oh. Summer's fine.
Okay, gotcha. Kathy says Ireland, Scotland, Ireland and Scotland, land of my ancestors.
There you go. I actually saw a really interesting play last night, which I will review for you next week, called Duh. And one of the interesting things about it is it's set in kind of an Irish, you know, it's very Irish. The subject matter is Irish. The actors, really good acting. But what was extraordinary is how lyrical and how poetic the words themselves are. I mean, the story is basically, you know, it's a dream play. It's you know, the idea of remembering your father haunting you and sort of remembering your younger self and having it all acted out. And we've seen that before. I mean, it's the basically, it's a lot of plays, but the point being that the writing is so lyrical and so lovely. It's really a pleasure to listen to.
Let's go to Stephanie. Stephanie says, Russia, Greece, and every other country, as they all have something of intrigue. So far, I've been to Australia, Paris, Cologne, and Amsterdam, and most of Canada, and many U.S. cities.
There you go. That's kind of bouncing around. Well, I've been to Russia a couple of times, and I've been to Greece. One of my bucket list is the Greek Isles and Cuba. I'm really looking forward to going to Cuba. Would you go to Cuba?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing Cuba, but you mentioned Greece. Greece is definitely on my bucket list. That's definitely a place.
Well, Greece is one. I mean, I've been to Italy, which I really like, and I can kind of stumble along in Italian, because I can speak a little French, but Greece, I mean, it's a Cyrillic alphabet, so you can't really read it as well. Mm-hmm. You can't necessarily speak with it as well, just because I just don't have any sort of basis for doing it. But make sure you go to Delphi, you know, where the Delphic Oracle is, and it's one of the spookiest places on Earth I've ever been. It's okay. Really cool.
Okay.
Definitely go. But so I've been to Athens. I've driven around Greece. I've been to Delphi, but I haven't been to the Alam. So that's my next one.
Okay. Let's see. Marie says Italy, because of the atmosphere of the people and their love of food, wine, and family.
And very, very friendly. Although it's not as bad as it used to be. But it used to be that you would get your little hiney pinched a fair amount. I don't think that happens quite as much anymore. Either maybe it doesn't happen to me as much anymore. I'm either older or they're better behaved. It wasn't as much fun as it sounds like. You know, I'm not sure that getting pinched is all that cool.
Marie goes on to say Hawaii because of the beaches and weather.
Yeah.
And Australia because I love their accents. And, of course, London, England. But I must say I love the USA.
Well, I must sort of share with all of you that, you know, I used to do a lot of traveling to Europe, but I've been in every country in the United States, every state in the United States, including Alaska and Hawaii. So that was when I was a kid especially, but did a lot of traveling in the back of the family station wagon, which I do not recommend, but especially if you get car sick, that would be me. On the other hand, I agree, you know, see the U.S. And see Europe and whatever. There you go.
Francis says the Cliffs of Moher.
How do you spell it?
M-O-H-E-R.
M-O-H-E-R. I don't know what that is. Okay.
They go on to say, although I've been there a few times, I'd love to go back just once more. Also miss the Aran Islands due to bad weather.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that Ireland?
Yeah, it might be. Miss the Aran Islands due to bad weather and no ferries running. Really need to go there. Actually, anywhere in Ireland would be fine. If you've been there, you know why. If you haven't,
well, it is. There's something really magical about Ireland, and I mean, it really is really green, and it's foggy a lot, and it's just, I mean, it's a very interesting place. But let's just see what happens when I Google more. It does sound. It sounds Irish, but that may just be the hangover from last night of, I wasn't drinking, I was just seeing an Irish play. All right, go ahead and I'll see if I can find anything about Moher.
Okay. Jerry says, I think it's Banff or Banff?
Banff, yeah. Banff is Canada.
Okay.
Cliffs of Moher, tourist attraction in Ireland.
Okay.
There you go.
Jerry also says, she says Lake Louise. Seattle, in the Seattle area of North America.
Yeah, Seattle, strangely, a lot of the weather, well, Puget Sound is certainly not the same as the Irish Sea, but they're both very green. They can be very foggy. They can get a lot of rain. They can be very green. And the people, the sort of the joke about Seattle is you've got people who are both really decaffeinated, because that's the home of Starbucks, and you've also got people who are a little tight because they have a lot of microbreweries. So, an interesting place. I like Seattle a lot. My daughter used to live there.
Let's go to Alex. Alex says Australia. It's where I was born, and I've been wanting to go back to visit for the longest time.
Yeah, apparently everybody who's been to Australia loves it. I had an opportunity to go, and they were really nice about it, and they were going to pay my my fare over, which gets a long way away. And if you're going to go a long way, I'm really not crazy about going in the back of the plane. But it was just it was exactly at the time I was going to be on book tour, but it was exactly the time I started doing a TV show, and I couldn't take 2.5 weeks off. But that's on my bucket list too. But I think Greek islands are a little closer, a little more accessible before that. So 855-99 Dr. Joy. You got a bucket list? You got a question? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. Janice, welcome. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may they help you?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have something on my bucket list, but I need some help on how I can get through this. Okay, there's a hurdle. I'm 55 and single, and I've never, like, dined by myself or gone on a vacation by myself unless I'm with, like, family to join them or family out to eat or a family holiday, like, with my siblings. I never go any by myself. I always feel that if I sat for somewhere by myself, like in a restaurant or go on a vacation and think that people would are always thinking, you know, why is she by herself? I have a really hard time getting past that. And on my bucket list, I would really like to take a cruise from Miami to the Bahamas. No big deal, but it's
that's terrific. That's you were reading my mind. That's exactly where I was going to point you to start with.
And my brother, my brother mentioned that to me, actually. And I said, well, there's mounds of people, they're couples or they're family.
No, and not not huge number of singles.
Huge, and I can't envision this ship where you're sitting at this table by yourself with all these...
All right, my darling. Wait a minute. Take a deep breath before you dig yourself into the land of negativity. Let me explain to you because you came to exactly the right place. I, like you, sort of thought, you know, I'm not going to go on vacation by myself because who would I have to talk to? And for me, the issue has always been meals. It's, you know, I don't mind going to movies by myself, although it took a while, actually. I don't mind wandering around by myself. One of my favorite things to do is be in a place where I don't know anybody, and I have, like, 6 hours and a map. And, I mean, that's really fun. But for me, the issue has always been meals. So let me tell you about cruises, because that's exactly where I would have sent you to begin with. They, first of all, they have special events for cruise for singles, which you can go to or not go to. Quite often, they will seat you at a table with other singles if you wish. You can also do room service, and you can take I have had I think exactly one meal by myself in a restaurant on a cruise. The rest of the time either somebody adopted me, which they will, or that you can request to be at a table with other people, either singles or not singles. So, or you can eat in your room if you want to. There also you can eat by the pool. Almost all cruises now have both. Some of them still have first and second seatings, but a lot of them have freestyle cruising, so you can eat whenever you want. They all have specialty restaurants, so you can eat at the bar, and you'll meet people. I mean, you're together with a whole group of people, and all you have to do is be a teeny bit, not even very much, outgoing, because you're going to be with people on tenders when you go from the ship to the island. You're going to be with people at the nightclub, and all you have to do, and I'm not very good at crowds. You know, I'm okay one-on-one, but sort of going up to a group of people and saying hi is just not what I'm very good at. But you get better at it because you see the same people over and over again, and you talk to people, and it's a very safe environment. And they, as I said, they have singles. They'll have a singles mixer. They'll have singles events. You're going to be at the pool. You can go to the casino. And in terms of meals, you can either take a book. The waiters and the wait staff are all really good at taking special care of single people, so they'll come and chat with you. But you can do it however you want to do it, and it's a great place to start. It's very safe. I've actually gone to Europe by myself, which took a little while, and it was really fun. And because you'll always meet people, and as long as you're not completely phobic about it, it's a great thing to do. And if you feel like a week is too long, then do one of the 4 or 5 day cruises. But it's a great place to start. You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about being unsafe because it's completely safe. You don't have to worry about making your hotel accommodations by yourself because they're already made. You don't have to worry about finding a place to eat because all of it's on board ship. And the rest of it, you'll run into men, to women. They have dances, and then some of them they have. It's like the Walter Matthau Jack Lemmon thing where they actually have people who come up and dance with you. So I mean, it's a great way to sort of break into taking vacations by yourself.
Okay, thank you. I envisioned as something like, you know, you're sitting here, you're isolated in this.
You're not isolated at all, and first of all, you can request a table. You can go and talk with the maitre d', and he'll say, would you like to join other people, or would you like to eat by yourself? And you can absolutely say, I'd like to join other people. And sometimes that works out really well, and sometimes you think, oh, okay, I was with people, I'd rather be by myself. Or take a book, or you can, they're buffets, so you can eat quickly. I mean, you can eat by the pool. I mean, you have so many options. And you're going to find other people who are doing, there are gyms so you can work out, there are movies, and every night they have a nightclub kind of thing, so you can go and sit next to people and just ask if this seat is taken. And I mean, it's really the world's easiest environment in which to be single.
Oh, sounds like you need more than a week. But
well, I mean, you can do it for more than a week, but I think if you're just starting out, what you want to do is do it. And I don't know how long the cruise from Miami to the Bahamas is. Is that a whole week or not?
No,
probably is.
But you can do a 4-day or a 7-day.
You know, what I might do is do a 4-day just to begin with. Just to make sure that it's something that you like to do. And then if you love it, you can do a 7-day or you can do a 14-day. One of the things I tried to convince one of my aunts to do at one point is she was very gregarious. She was very obviously outgoing. And rather than the amount of money, turned out, because I did the investigation, the amount of money it took to be in, for example, elderly housing. It wasn't assisted living because she was fine, but to just be in a place that that had medical care and provided her food and housing and whatever cost slightly more than spend doing first class on a ship around the world cruise. And I thought, you know what? You get housing, you get food, everybody knows you. I mean, the entire crew knows you by the second lap of whatever. There's medical care there. They will, and quite often, if you buy it in advance, you know, a year in advance, that they will fly, sorry, my mouth is loose, they will fly your family over a couple of times a year and put them up. I mean, there are all these kind of really fun things to do. And cruising right now is a little less expensive than it used to be just because there were a couple of kind of well-publicized disasters that really mean nothing about anything. So you can quite often get a really good deal. But I would do the Miami to Bahamas for 4 days and see what you think about it.
Okay. Thank you for your help.
All right, go in and buy a brand new bathing suit. Take your cutest clothes. Don't look to find the man of your dreams. All right, because
no,
I think that's the,
it's pardon? Not that about feeling comfortable being by myself.
Well, I think that's it. You're just going to go in and you're thinking, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get away from the winter. I'm going to have some fun. I'm going to buy a new bathing suit. I'm going to go to the casino. I'm just going to do whatever I want, whenever I want to do it, and just be a little bit friendly and outgoing. And I think you'll have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Send me
a postcard.
I will. Thank you, Doctor. I surely will.
All right. Have a great time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And, you know, part of it is just how you view yourself and how you're going to do it. And I think for those of us, especially as women, guys know how to be single. They've known how to be single since they were 5 years old. For us, we're all so busy buying, you know, Barbie doll bridal things and thinking about who our cool guy's going to be. And especially if you were, I am, who was, you know, married very young, the idea of sort of doing something on your own. I told this story the first time I went to a restaurant by myself. And it was across the street from where I lived. And I went in and I ordered a meal, and I was so proud of myself. And before I left, the waiter had brought the check, and I decided I needed to hit the ladies' room. So I go over to the ladies' room, and as I'm on the way to the ladies' room, there's this kind of, I mean, he was not gorgeous, but there's this kind of guy eating by himself. And I said, in a very uncharacteristic way, I said, "Hi, you know, I just ate dinner by myself, and I'm just curious. I'm leaving, but I just wondered if I'd, you know, invited you to join me, would you have done it?" Now, this guy was the jerk of the universe because he said, I already told him I was leaving. And he said, "No, I really like eating by myself." Now, how much would it have cost him to say, "Gee, what a nice invitation, of course, you know, because I was leaving. It didn't come in and be anything." So this is clearly the universe protected me from this idiot. But he, I mean, and I was so rattled. So I went to the ladies' room, went back to my table, sort of trying to, you know, avoid eye contact with this charm school graduate, dropout. And I was so rattled that I left without signing the tab. So I'm walking out of the restaurant thinking, well, this was really awful. I mean, the meal was fine, and everything was fine until I sort of got up all my courage, and this guy was just awful. And the waiter is running down the street yelling my name because it's obviously on my credit card. I'd forgotten to sign it. So, but after that, you know, everything was up, you know, it was easier after that, so... Listen, at some point, we got to do what scares us, because otherwise we get stuck in things that don't scare us. And what fun is that? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's togethersave.com. Togethersave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. Togethersave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at togethersave.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, 855-993-7569. Okay, here's what I want to spend just a moment talking about, and then we'll probably have time to finish up the bucket list of where people wanted to be. do think about it. If you've never taken a vacation by yourself, do think about a cruise, because they're really very, very sort of safe and all inclusive and an easy way to sort of break into doing something like that. Okay, as you know, on this day of the week, I do Doug Steffen's good day, and he wanted to talk about seasonal affective disorder. Which he didn't call it seasonal affective disorder, but that's what, you know, people are saying, okay, I've had enough winter. And almost by definition, seasonal affective disorder is a very interesting phenomenon, because you hear me all the time talk about the difference between being fed up or sad and being depressed, because they're not the same thing. And in this country, we tend to use the same word for each of those states, and they're not the same at all. And one of the sort of easiest ways of differentiating, in theory, you're going to hear where we're going to run into problems about this, between depression and sadness, is sadness, you can point to something. You can say, I lost my job, or it's the anniversary of my mom's death, or you know, it's cold weather and I'm tired of bundling up. Depression tends almost universally to be that I can't point what it is. I'm no good. No matter what I do, it doesn't work okay. Life is not good. And also has somatic symptoms. I'm not sleeping very well, or I'm either not eating or eating a lot. I'm, you know, nothing that I'm doing is having any fun anymore, yada, yada. Seasonal affective disorder is what, and the fact that the acronym spells SAD, is actually one of those bizarre psychological terms that really straddles those concepts. Because if you think about it, seasonal affective disorder is a subset of depression that says people who are unusually affected by the fact there's not as much sunlight in the winter in the northern hemisphere as there is the rest of the year, and our pituitary gland is very phototropic. It's very much affected by sunlight. And so for people who are particularly sensitive, and there may be a whole lot of people who say, well, I really like the summer or the spring better than the winter. And that's not the issue. The issue is people who, in fact, do seem to have depressive episodes, but only in the winter. Okay, the rest of the year they're fine, which is does not define depression in the usual way. So the and in fact, one of the treatments for seasonal affective disorder is go to Florida, you know, take a cruise to the Bahamas, or use a sun lamp. The idea being that you're kind of resetting your biochemical sort of grand master. And if you think about it, if you heard the distinction that I made between internal and external, then seasonal affective disorder, not only by its acronym, SAD, sort of blurs the distinction between sadness and depression, but also blurs the definition of what's internal and what's external. So it's a very interesting phenomenon. Okay? 855-99-37569. Tom, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I gave, you know, I call her my friend because I have feelings for her, and I'm sentimental, and she's done a lot of good for me, although one thing she did kind of, like, I didn't get rid of all the good that she's done, but I'm still hurt by what she did, but nonetheless, I'm still not heartless, and I still care about her. And I'm, according to my religion, I have to forgive her, but just somehow be more cautious in the future. So, I gave her flowers on, I don't know what day it was, I think Valentine's Day or the day before Valentine's, I can't recall. And when she saw me, she had her lipstick on, and she was showing me her cute Betty Boop watch, and she hugged me, she kissed me on my lips, and then we told each other how we're going to see our SpongeBob Bob movie on Tuesday. Well, she called me that night and said she'll cherish my flowers forever. She'll take a picture of the roses and flowers and all the other stuff. And she'll take a picture of it and show it to me. Well, Sunday passes, and that's okay. Monday passes. But Tuesday, she didn't call me after 4 or 5 when she told me she'll be available. So 5:01, I call her at work. They say she's not at work. I thought, okay, maybe her phone died, or she's going home to take a shower before coming out to the movies, or maybe it's a miscommunication.
Wait, did the two of you have a date with each other?
A date to go out with each other to watch the movies on $5 Tuesdays at Rainbow Cinema.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, to watch SpongeBob.
Got it.
Because we're both kids inside many a times. And,
okay, you know, you don't have to go into that. All right, so you had a date, and she hadn't confirmed it one way or the other?
No, we did, twice. Yeah, we said the day I gave her the roses and flowers.
No, I got that. But the issue on when she didn't call you on the day that you were supposed to go to the movies.
Tuesday, anytime after 4, give me a call, she said. So I call her 5:01 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They say she's not at work. So I call her Sally. And then I don't know if it was on ring. I know it's very, very important to understand this. If it rang, because if it rang and then there's no rings now. That's
okay, give me the point.
The point is, if her phone was dead, you call me from a payphone. She didn't call me from a payphone. If she was hit by a truck, I could understand. I'm reasonable.
Well, presumably she wasn't hit by a truck.
Hopefully she's not in the hospital and can't unload
her. Can you talk to her? So whatever happened, the two of you have the date or not?
No, that's why I'm worried. I'm worried about her. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. The last time she behaved like this was when some very, very bad, untrustworthy people came to her house.
No, I remember. You go through this all the time. I mean, you call me like 14 times.
And now I'm wondering if you
returned. Well, she'll probably, she's a grown-up human being. She'll get in touch with you. Has she been into work? Have you checked work to see if she's been into work?
Yeah, whenever I call, they say she's not at work. And
well, they may not be willing to put you through to her. Look, I assume that if something's happened to her, there's nothing you can do about it. She's a grown-up person. She'll presumably get in touch with you at some point if she wants to.
She didn't call me last time for a whole over a year.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. She's done this before, and so she may sort of be, this is not unusual. You've called me before. You've told me the same story before. And this is kind of what she does before. So
under being rocked. She gets thrown off to her rails, you know? And I wasn't.
Well, but what are you going to do to offset that?
I got to, I guess, find her. She leaves it in my hands. Like,
No, you shouldn't. I mean, first of all, that's a manipulative thing for her to do. It's not safe for her. It's not wise for you. That I think what you're going to have to do is assume that she's okay until she gets in touch with you, and either she will or she won't. And if she does, that's fine. And if she doesn't, I mean, I think what you need to do is adopt a policy that says that she is flaky, that she plays this kind of game. She's done it for as long as you've been calling me, which is at least a couple of years. She's probably not going to stop doing it. So instead of worrying about her when she doesn't call, move on to something else and sort of let her figure it out. Then she says, how come you didn't get in touch with me? You say, look, I figured you'll get in touch with me when you're around to it. But you guys have got to stop this kabuki dance. It's I'm getting kind of tired, to be quite honest, of hearing about it, and I'm sure you're tired of living through it. So change your behavior. She's not going to change hers. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.